thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Good Life. If you just joined us, we're live at 12:05 every Saturday here from the Odyssey Good Life Studio. However you found us, I'm glad you did. And hey, by the way, if you know people or if you are in business, I have room for another sponsor. I have some of the best sponsors, most of them long-term. And sponsorship on my program is a bargain in the advertising market. And I'd love to have you come on board. So you can get me at goodlifeguy.com, drop me a note, and we'll chat. I'll send you a sponsorship package. The book we're talking about was put together by Colleen Worthington. Her and her husband have built a magnificent life associated with food. Subway franchises in the beginning, and then after a great – it had to be a challenge. Colleen, you guys really did a lot of work before you opened the doors of your first Kneaders.
Well, that's sure right. We were about 3 years in doing research, attending classes, looking for equipment. So it was a lot in the beginning.
Well, then to sit down and put together a book, you know, some of these recipes are maybe not on the menu at every store, but boy, a lot of my favorites are that, what is it, three cheese cauliflower soup? Oh, my God.
That's a winner.
Yeah, that and some of the rolls and bread products that we took home and really fun. It had to be kind of a challenge, though, to pare it down. Even though the book is big and has a lot of recipes, that had to be kind of fun to sit down and I imagine the two of you going through the list and deciding what was going in.
Yeah, a lot of the recipes we are currently doing in the store, there are a lot of them that we've retired that people have kept asking us for the recipe for that we've put in. And then some of the recipes, we've asked the people that we highlighted in the book for a heritage recipe. Oh. And they've put those in that, like raspberry bread pudding, we did it in the store in the very beginning, and we're doing it in the store today. So there are a lot of recipes that we're still doing.
Oh, that's great. It's laid out pretty standard. The first section, A Place at the Table, is worth the cost of the book because it's your story, and it's a good one. And then it's listed in logical order: breakfast, salad, sandwiches, soups, drinks, breads, dips and spreads, and I forgot to turn my phone off. What an idiot. Sorry. Dips and spreads, stuffings and croutons, and then we get to one of my favorite sections. I'm a chocoholic. Cakes and trifles, cookies and bars, pies and puddings. And they, at our Neaters, they always had some of the hand desserts, cookies, brownies, right by the cash register. And it was hard to pass up. Let's talk a little bit about building the recipes and the layout. Can you give credit to whoever took the photography?
Yes, I sure will. It's Nick Bayless and his wife, Erin. Absolutely fabulous. We've been working with them for years and years and years. They do a lot of photography for us. The cutest thing about them, I just have to love on them. We got right down to the deadline, and we had one soup that had not been made yet, and I was exhausted. I mean, I could not even lift myself up to go to the kitchen. And I went out to pick up all of the things the next day, and Erin said to me, Colleen, I made the soup last night, and we photographed it. And so that's the kind of people they are, just not interested in getting their dollars for taking these beautiful pictures. But they are so excited about the cookbook themselves. They've done such a great job. They take wonderful photography, and they're so vested in Neaters.
Well, it shows. And this, I always say this too, Colleen, somebody ought to come up with scratch and sniff. Because when you look when you look at these beautiful pictures, you want to take a bite. It's bad if you're a heavyset dude like me, because it makes you want to go out to lunch. One of my favorites for breakfast.
I'm back.
How about overnight chunky cinnamon French toast?
Oh yeah, that's a great, great recipe. It makes it so you can make it the night before. You can get up on Christmas morning. You can put it in the oven, open the presents, and then you've got this wonderful meal to eat.
It
all started with my son James, and his beginning recipe for chunky cinnamon French toast is in there. And then I have a friend who's a billionaire who told me the very best way you can make money is take something that sells really well and do it a billion different ways. And so you'll see a lot of chunky cinnamon recipes in this cookbook, making French toast of one kind or another.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Sandwiches were always kind of my go-to. You had some great salads, and the book has all of the top-shelf salads that you guys produced at Neaters. And one thing I like is your basic balsamic vinaigrette dressing. And this is, you know, people say anybody can make a dressing. But this is like if I were winging one, this is how I would do it. But you give the precise measurements to make sure it's a hit every time. And that was cool. Let's talk about the sandwich section though. The muffaletta was probably one of my favorite. And I think it didn't last long at our store here in Wichita. I thought it might even have been a special. But if anybody's ever been to New Orleans, they know what that is. Tell us a little bit about this and where the recipe came from.
Well, I have a sister who is like, she's about 18 years older than I am. And she came one day and said to me, Colleen, why don't you do a muffaletta? And I said, oh, I got the name, ciabatta muffaletta. We can do it. And so then I started just reading every cookbook I could possibly find to try and find recipes. And in our family, when you make a recipe, like you have 25 tasters, we all go down on Sunday and I'll make the recipe up and everybody will taste it, and then they'll vote on which one they like the best. And then we may do that 5 or 6 times. When I work on recipe development, it's a lot hard process. We've had people that have been executive chefs for us. Riker Brown was awesome with us. He's the one who did that balsamic vinegar dressing. But this is one of the recipes that I started with in the very beginning to give some people a different taste than the things we were doing. Every sandwich doesn't need to be mayonnaise or Neaters sauce. There are all kinds of toppings that you can put on it. And so we started doing it in the store. We've done it as a limited time promotion a lot. And we were looking at it the other day and saying, David, my son-in-law, who's the president of the company, said, hey, we ought to do muffaletta next summer. That'd be a fun tradition for us, Colleen, to do the muffaletta sandwich.
Yeah.
But yeah, you taste 15 different kinds of avocados. It just goes on and on and on.
Well, what I like about this is it starts with Kneaders ciabatta, which as a French fresh bread to play with, whether you eat it right off the shelf or you take it home and do stuff, and then turning it into this sandwich and having the recipe for the olive salad, which you don't have to use this as a sandwich. You could use it, depending on how you cut the items, you could use it as a dip or a just a salad. And, oh, man, what a beauty.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think one of the biggest things for me was the bread. And when we're making sandwiches, whether it's out of a bagel, ciabatta, or fresh sourdough type bread, you guys really did something special when you did, and I think the grilled cheese was there all the time, triple-double grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah, it's been here for quite a while. It's been here for quite a while, but man, isn't that good with pesto sauce on the outside of it?
Yeah.
Sourdough bread. And then the cheese is inside. Wow. It's one of my favorite sandwiches at the bakery.
Provolone and Munster is perfect. And then, of course, it's soup. Now, I think every time I went, I either did French onion or the three cheese cauliflower. I think that this also added to that aromatic attraction when you walked in the door. Because I imagine all these soups were sitting back there in various sizes of pots and really cool. Pumpkin soup, pumpkin curry.
Yeah.
As I'm thumbing through the book, my fingers gravitate to those pages that have little strips of yellow sticky notes sticking out. My wife has marked a lot of them, you know. The Irish stew, the Italian wedding soup, and, of course, the pumpkin curry. She's not a fan of curry, but I am. Really cool. What about?
Well, you'll like that soup then.
I can't wait to try. And perfect for this time of year or to go on your holiday Thanksgiving table. I like that.
Absolutely.
When they look at some of the recipes in the back, they jump from the page. The stuffings and croutons, this is something that the fresh country garlic croutons are cool. I don't think it was from Kneaders, but I started bugging my wife several years ago to make croutons out of, brain, don't fail me now, crescent rolls. And
That's a great idea.
Well, you know, it's a buttery bread stuffing, bread start, and then you spray it with butter. How bad can it be?
So butter on butter.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about, though, the sweet part. Like I said, the cookies and stuff that was always brownies sitting up there. And I never ordered this. If we had it at ours, I didn't see it. But chocolate drizzle cake. I told you in the beginning, I'm a chocolate-holic. Wow. And this just looks amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? It is so good. Casey McDonald came and joined us during COVID, and she was with Disney. And Disney down in California let everybody go for a while, and we were so fortunate that Casey came and started working for us. And those cakes that are so gorgeous, they are all Casey's design. But the thing I like the best about them is she's broken them down so carefully, step by step. At our bakery, we teach classes, and Casey will teach a cake class, and it'll have do step one, do step two, and at the end of the day, everybody's cake is absolutely beautiful. So if you follow those really carefully, you'll be able to make that same good-looking creation because she's really laid it out there for people. The recipe for the chocolate ganache is in the book, and we have tried our very best to handcraft those recipes where we import chocolate ganache from Switzerland. Wow. We have tried to find things that would work well for people here in the United States that don't have access that would taste like what we've done. And, you know, you said at the very beginning that probably was a lot of work, and it was because every recipe, after we got it down to the size that we were going to put it in the cookbook, we had two people that tried it. And then if it didn't work for either one of them, then we had another person try it. So we went through a lot of effort to make sure that they were handcrafted so that all the people who buy the cookbook could have success.
Yeah, it's important. And what As I was, you were talking, and I'm thumbing back through towards the back of the cake section, and the icings, just the icings alone. This, if you had never baked before, this section with chocolate buttercream, chocolate ganache, classic American buttercream, cream cheese frosting, German chocolate frosting, and whipped cream topping. If you got those all down pat, you're suddenly a baker.
It's a treasure. Those pages are a treasure, and those are the recipes that we're using right now in the stores.
Well, I just love it. A lot of tribute to some of the people that have made it happen, and that adds to the story. There's so much more than just recipes, and then you got the great photography. It's a beautiful book. I think you're probably in the running for a James Beard Award this year.
You're so sweet.
Colleen, I want you to, when you and Gary are sitting around chatting about expansion, and as we get over recovering and dealing with COVID for 2 or 3 years, I hope you'll consider coming back to Kansas.
Well, we love the Midwest. It's certainly in our plans. We love it back there.
Well, best of luck with book sales. We're going to, you have a great PR person, by the way, Carrie Bachman. And
Carrie's awesome.
I'm going to send her the winner's information tomorrow morning, but she gives me the opportunity to give away a copy of the book. And how about you have a great weekend? Tell Gary Good Life Guy says howdy. And wishing you best success, not only with the 25-year celebration cookbook, but with future endeavors with Neater.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, so you know the drill. If you want a copy of this beautiful cookbook, it's the Neater's Bakery and Cafe 25-year celebratory book with recipes and memories. It's by Colleen Worthington, and you can have a copy right now. All you got to do, pick up the phone, 316-689-1330. Caller number 5, Max takes down your info, and the book comes directly from the publisher. Thanks for listening. Call now, 316-869-1330. We'll be back to talk about the world's first focus drink. It's more than an energy drink. It has great ingredients that are good for you rather than hazardous like some things that are out there today. BioLift. We'll be talking about that in the next segment.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.